Last week, President Trump revoked another Obama-era executive order. It required projects built with federal aid be designed to handle sea level rise due to climate change. Trump says he nixed that order to reduce time and regulations for pending infrastructure projects. Earlier this year, we talked about how the scientific community is responding to climate change denial by the White House with Peter Dykstra of Environmental Health News. I started the conversation by playing a clip of then-candidate Donald Trump speaking to the Miami Herald.
Many years ago, I believe it was in the 1920s, they talked about the phenomena of global cooling. They thought the planet was getting cooler. Now they think the planet is getting warmer. Nobody knows for sure. Nobody knows for sure.
Peter, nobody knows for sure. Can you answer that?
I want to speak specifically to the global cooling nonsense because that's just got to go away. I'm going to turn 60 years old next month. The possibility of global cooling was raised in the scientific community about 2 weeks before my senior prom. You know, we've been in the Beyonce and Jay-Z era. That is from the Captain and Tennille equivalent era of science. It's long been dismissed. It's a durable talking point. These things often don't die through climate denial. And it's alarming to see climate denial alive in the cabinet, in charge of House and Senate committees, and in the White House. We're the only country in that status in the world, the only one.
So, Peter, let me play you another comment from the president. Again, this is from his interview with the Miami Herald in August.
Certainly climate has changed. You know, they used to call it global warming. They've had many different, they call it extreme weather. They always change the name to encapsulate everything. The problem we have is our businesses are suffering. Our businesses are unable to compete in this country because other countries aren't being forced to do what our businesses are being forced to do.
Okay, he makes two arguments there, Peter. Let's deal with the first one, which is his idea that they're constantly changing the name.
Climate change and global warming have been used interchangeably for a long time. It's not a conspiracy. There are different ways to define not what's going to happen, but what's already happening. And there's been an effort to paint this alleged name change as some sort of conspiracy theory. The denial is so deep that it seems we're denying even a 1% chance that what the vast majority of the scientific community in the world is telling us is true.
But Peter, what kind of fear is there among the scientific community that there could be censorship, especially in light of some of the ways in which federal scientists have been silenced or at least threatened with silence in the past few weeks?
Well, and web pages have disappeared. Climate scientists being threatened or harassed or sued or Freedom of Information Act requested within an inch of their lives. It's nothing new. This has been going on for a long time. I don't think folks are aware of just exactly how much political, ideological, possibly financial pressure the science community is under for just doing its job on these issues.
That was Peter Dykstra of Environmental Health News. In June, we spoke with Matt Hauer, a UGA demographer, researching how sea level rise will drive coastal Georgians inland. I started by asking him how he knows the sea level will rise 6 feet over the next century.
In terms of population processes and sort of understanding what that entails, what a 6 foot rise in sea level would mean in the coastal areas of the U.S., we know coastal areas are among the fastest growing in the United States and really across the world. People love being in coastal communities. And so when you kind of combine rising sea levels with rising coastal populations, you get quite a few people that are threatened by sea level rise in the U.S. And sea level is kind of unique. Sea level rise is unique compared to the other climate stressors like drought or extreme heat, and that it involves the conversion, essentially the conversion, of habitable land to inhabitable water.
That was Matt Hauer, a University of Georgia demographer. Just ahead, an acclaimed director steps off stage and into the classroom. We talk with Tony Award winner Kenny Leon. This is On Second Thought.
Come on, ease on down the road.